Yeah, so first of all, I just wanted to add two ideas to what we talked about yesterday, two important ideas. Number one, we talked about the difference between karka and metaltalin, and why is it that by metaltalin ordinarily you could become a muchsuk to be meitzi from a marakama miyad. There's exceptions, there's a muslim lashal haski, but generally speaking, metaltalin you become a muchsuk miyad even to be meitzi from a marakama, and by karka you have to have gimel shonim. So the pashut answer we saw in the Ritva, Rabbi Yonis, Beferish, is that by karka the tefis is muchachas. But the fact that you're holding onto this jacket is a raya that it's yours. So with a raya, you could be meitzi from a marakama. By karka the tefis is not muchachas. The fact that you're sitting in the field is not a yechocha until after gimel shon. And that's l'chora borne out by the fact that by metaltalin themselves. In a case where the tefis is not muchachas, like by Goydris and by Dvar Masim Lahashul Haskir, then even by metaltalin, you don't become a muchzik miyad, or avodim, you don't become a muchzik yad. The Gemara is beferish, and the Gemara is beferish because it's Goydris. So the tefis is not muchachas. So that's the poshut b'shat. It's certainly true that by metaltalin there's a difference between the tefis muchachas and the tefis sheinu muchachas. That's beferish. Goydris, Dvar Masim Lahashul Haskir, it's a tefis sheinu muchachas, you don't become a muchzik miyad. So the chayyur, that's the ready explanation to explain why by karka you don't become a muchzik miyad, because karka has the same chisaron as goydus, because it's for a different reason, but it has the same chisaron that it's not a tfisa muchachas, and that's mufurish in Ritva and Rabbeinu Yonah. So you should know that in the Rashbam has a different shita. Rashbam and Daphne and Bezim and Aleph. The Mishnah here is talking about something entirely unrelated. So the Rashbam says, the second Rashbam, Einem Chazoka, so the Rashbam, Lei Bechezke Sholosh Shonim Mairi. We're not talking about Chesed Gimel Shonim, even this Mishnah, not like the Mishnah is before, that they're talking about Chesed Gimel Shonim. It's time Uman Leshayach Elab Metaltalin. Uman, he doesn't have Kaki, he has Metaltalin. Bechezke Sholosh Shonim Leinemer Elab Mekakoi. The whole din of cheskim shonim is only required by kakois, not by metaltalin. Aval b'metaltalin, mishum muchzuk b'shol chaveroi, afilu shol achas, shana reishim sheyesim mitachas yodli. If somebody is muchzuk in metaltalin, even just for a short while, and we see it's tachas yodli, aval b'sheyesh l'chaveroi edim shoyi shaloi, even though the other fellow has edim that he's a marakama, nem zeh ha-muchzuk loy melakuchu b'yodli. The person who's muchzuk in the metaltalin can say that it's mine, that I bought it from you. That's the difference between metaltalin and kakois. So, if this was the Ritva talking, or the Rabbeinu Yonah talking, they would continue. Because by metaltalin, it's a tefisa muchachas, and by karka, it's not a tefisa muchachas. The Rashbam sings a different tune. Zok the Rashbam, the stam lekeach metaltalin mechaveroi, beloy edim ukoinu beloy shtar. By a person buys metaltalin, he usually doesn't have edim or a shtar. And since he doesn't usually have Edom or a star, he's able to become a muksuk miyad. Except Dvar Masuim Lahashul Haskir, where he nonetheless can't become a muksuk miyad. Dvar Melukuchem Meviyodi, Dvar Nemen Kaimu Masech Hashuos. And he says, by Uman, it's like Dvar Masuim Lahashul Haskir. Anyway, that's not Negatos right now. The Dvar Masuim Lahashul Haskir has to do with Uman. The Rashbam says, the difference between Kakois and Metaltalin, the reason why by Metaltalin you become a muksuk miyad, and by karkois, you don't become a muksuk miyad. Says the Rashbam, it's because by metaltalin, a person is it's usual for a person to buy metaltalin below edim or below shtar. So mainly, he can become a muksuk miyad. By karka, it's not normal to buy karka below edim or below shtar. Therefore, you can't become a muksuk miyad. In other words, the Rashbam is saying that really, by rights, by karka, you should become a muksuk miyad. Except that, since a person, when he buys karka, usually has edim or a shtar. So if you can't produce the edim, you can't produce edim, and you can't produce a shtar, then it's a reisa. Where's the shtar? Ach v'shtarach. The Gemara's instruction, ach v'shtarach. Show your shtar. After gimel shonim, we'll see later in the Gemara, a person throws away the shtar, so the reisa goes away. But until the gimel shonim, so then there's no longer a reisa. It was a shtar, but he threw it away after 3 years. But toich gimel shonim, there's a reis of ach v'shtarach, mele can't become a muksuk. But il mole, the reis of ach v'shtarach, it would be the same as metaltalin, and you would become a muksuk miyad. So the Chora, you see, the Rashbam holds, first of all, for the issue of Tfisa Muchachas, the Rashbam apparently holds, well, let's see, what does the Rashbam hold? The Tfisa and Karkas, is it the Tfisa Muchachas or the Tfisa Shein Muchachas? Is it like Goethe said it's a Tfisa Shein Muchachas? Or is it like Shah Metalton that it's a Tfisa Muchachas? What does the Rashbam hold? The Tfisa of Karkas, is it Tfisa Muchachas or Shein Muchachas? Muchachas. If it was a tvisa shein muchachas, like the Ritva said, like the Rabbeinu Yonah said, that the tvisa of karka is a tvisa shein muchachas, so who needs the svara about achvish darach? Of course, you can't become a muksuk miyad. It's like goydus. You see, he holds it's not like goydus. Goydus is a tvisa shein muchachas. Karka is a tvisa muchachas. It should be like shamat hatalim. Except that by karka is a different problem, since a person doesn't normally buy karka without a star. So if you can't show a star, there's a reis of achvish darach. That's why you have to have chesed kumushan. So that's time up. So partial idea. Shita Sarasbam, different sheet entirely. Not like Rabbi Nidl, not like the Ritva and Rabbi Yonah. The Ritva and Rabbi Yonah hold that the Tvisa of Karka is a Tvisa of She'enu Muchachas. That's why you have to have a positive, that's why we need to have a new thing, Chesed Gimel Shana. And the Rashbam holds that the Tvisa of Karka is a Tvisa Muchachas. The Tvisa Muchachas. Except that there's a race of Achvei, there's a race of Achvei Shtorch. Chora comes out of Machlekes, the Rashbam and these other Rishonim. We'll have to think through, how's the Rashbam going to learn Holchi Yusho? This Rashbam works very good in Rava. Rava says that the Svar of Chazokas, after 3 years, you throw away your star. That is one of the things we have to talk about when we're learning, when we get into the Sugya. Rava says, where does Chesed Gimel Shalom come from? Because after 3 years, you throw away your star. Chora, how's that an explanation? Maybe it's an explanation of why you don't become a muksuk toch Gimel Shonim. But how's that an explanation of why you do become a muksuk after Gimel Shonim? Like, that's a basic problem here in the Gemara. We haven't even started the Mishnah. But let us swell up to the first sugya. There's a basic problem in the Gemara. Rava says, we want to know, minayin lechazokah she Gimel Shonim. Where does it come from? Where, how do you become a muksuk after 3 years? So, Holchiyusha have a theory, Sharamud. We learn that from Sharamud. After 3 years, you become a muksuk. Whatever that means exactly, that analogy. Rava says a different theory. He says, after three years, you throw away your star. So what? So after 3 years, you throw away your star. Very sad story. You throw away your star. You don't have a right. Why does that make you into a muksuk? Like, what does that even mean? After 3 years, you throw away your star. Therefore, you become a muksuk. It's a big tumult in Yishayim. Why does she just in Yishayim? How do you understand what Rav is? What Rav is saying? Some say he means it's a takanas chacham. Says wants to learn. It's a takanas chacham. We'll see. Maybe there's a rush like that. It's a takanas chacham. Since Nebuch, a person throws his star away after 3 years. He feels complacent, he throws away his star, clears out his old tax returns and so on, throws everything away. Then all of a sudden, the guy's going to come, Mr. Murakam is going to come and take the sod away. So they made a takon after 3 years. So that's what Rabbi was saying. The Ramban learns that it means that really you should come muksuk right away. Really you should come muksuk right away with one achila. With one achila you should come muksuk. But with Gimel Shonim, there's a reis, the Teich Gimel is a reis of Achvei Shtarach. And after 3 years, the reis goes away. So merely you have the Muxokos, the even one Achila really is a reis. Even one Achila is a reis. But there's a reis of Achvei Shtarach. After 3 years, the reis goes away, and you zeichot the one Achila. Maybe I'll share with you Machshava, even though it's Mamish Loi Kesidrin, where we're doing this scientifically, we should wait till later on, but just tell you Machshava. The Ramban, a lot of Rishonim go with the Ramban. That the Pshat and Rav is, again, the Gemara wants to know, Minayin Lechazok HaShigim Shonim, Hel Chiyush Yes Tekash, Minayin Lechazok HaShigim Shonim, so Hel Chiyush learned from Shamud. Rava said, Gemara says, fine, that's good. Hel Chiyusha, the Rabban Amai. We'll see later in the Sukkah. Gemara says, Rava says, different shot, plus, Shnim Rizari Nish Bishar. After 3 years, you throw away Ishtar. So, how's that a Hezbollah? Minayin Lechazoka Shigil Shon, Ka'om. So, as I said, the Ramban says, Rava's not explaining why, how you become a Muxuk. You become a Muxuk is Pashit because you're the one Achila is already arrived. Rava's explaining, so why does it take 3 years? Why does it take 3 years? You should become a Muxuk right away. So Rabbi answers because after 3 years a person throws away Ishtar. A lot of Rishonim follow the whole Beis Medrash of the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they come more or less with this Shita. So the chalitza problem is ikka chosim in a sefer. You want to know me in a chazok and shigim l'shonim. Hochiyush is a mechanism. We don't have to share a mood. Whatever. Rava, what does Rava do? Rava explains why you don't become a muchzik until gimel shonim. But ikka chosim in a sefer, he didn't explain why you become a muchzik at all. Like, isn't that missing from Divrei Rava? So it's a Gavad de Gavad. I heard once from Rav Asher. I mean, not personally, I heard it recorded. But I'm Amish Dovah Nifum Malid. The Ritva here in the beginning of the Sugya. Nine the Chazokah should be in Shonim. Maybe anybody has a Klebis I could use for a second. Minayin lechazoka shishol shonim. Says the Ritva, Kiloima. Meheche nafka lechazoka shiteshol shonim lepochus v'lo yoser. Where do we get the chazoka is exactly 3 years? Im tfisosin araya kim metaltalin. If the tfisa of karka is a raya, like tfisis metaltalin, shle hoyu abaylam shoyskim, because why would the tfisa of karka be a raya? Because the baylam shouldn't have been quiet. He's injecting by metaltalin is right because asukiyin is because nusulim machskin and that you don't have by karka, but maybe the tefisa of karka is a tefisa mechachas for a different reason. So maybe it's a tefisa mechachas. So then to have the chazkos on the altar, then the chazok should be right away. So what do you have to wait 3 years for? The main tefisa is in raya, and if the tefisa is not a raya, should over shalom yochel ikonos the toichoy, because any company could just waltz in. The tefisa is not a tefisa mechachas, so lomatei chazok loyelam, and it should never be a chazok. The Ritva builds into the Gemara. He says Kilu the question. Minayin lechazoka gimel shonim. He poses the Gemara's question in terms of a mimonoshach. If tefisas karka is a tefisa muchachas, it should be a raya. It should be a raya miyad. Why wait 3 years? And if it's a tefisa sheinu muchachas, then it should never be a chazok. Then it should never be a chazok. And what does 3 years help? What did the Ritva need this for? The emes is that the tefisa of karka is a tefisa sheinu muchachas. L'chayr. I mean, that's what the Ritva says. The Ritva explains that's why you don't become a. That's why you don't have a tefisa. That's why you don't become a muksik after 1 second. L'chayr, the tefisa, the emes is tefisa's karka is not a tefisa muchachas. The Ritva himself says that the reason why by metaltalin you become a muksik miyad after 1 second, and by karka you don't become a muksik miyad after 1 second, is because the tefisa of metaltalin is muchachas, because asukin is because nusloim asukinun, and the tefisa of karka is ainu muchachas. So what does he need to build in this mimonoshach into the Gemara? Kilu, the Gemara is not sure. Is it a tefisa mechachas or is it a tefisa sheinu mechachas? The Gemara, he should have just said, the emes is, like he says elsewhere, the emes is that tefisa karkas is tefisa sheinu mechachas. So, and therefore, yeah, and that's why you have to have chesed gimel shonim. What is this? He builds into the Gemara. The Gemara is minayin lechazok yesh gimel shonim, that kilu the Gemara is prevaricating. Is it a tefisa mechachas by karka, or is it a tefisa sheinu mechachas? Now, the truth is, he implies himself, even if it's a tefisa mechachas, it's a tefisa mechachas not instantaneously, like by metaltalin, but after one achil. That's how he says, maybe it's a tefisa mechachas, lo yehoyu abaylam shoyskim. So, lo yehoyu abaylam shoyskim means there was at least an achil. There was no achil. Then probably wouldn't be a tefisa mechachas. But nonetheless, he's building it that there's some kind of prevarication in the Gemara, that this is the subtext of the Gemara, that the Gemara is not sure if the tefisa of karka is a tefisa mechachas, if they're shalayoyo b'ayim shayiskim, or is it a tefisa, but then it's shver, so why wait 3 years? Should be miyad after one achilo. Or is it a tefisa she'ainu mechachas, but then it shouldn't be chazok at all? So how did 3 years come? Why is Ritva, what does Ritva want with this mimonoshach that he's building into the Gemara? So Rav Asher said that the Ritva is explaining exactly this problem. The Ritva is addressing this problem. When the Gemara comes to Rava, first has Rabbi Shmuel's explanation. Sharamud. But then that's only good according to Rabbi Shmuel, with the Rabban and Mai. So the Gemara has a different explanation. Rava. After 3 years, he throws the star away. Which the Rabban learns, the Ritva, that school of Rishayim learned, means that until 3 years, there's an achvishtar. There's a raise of achvishtar. But Eikah Chosam and HaSefer. So you explain why there's no Chazak until 3 years. But you haven't explained why after 3 years there is a Chazak. Like what's the mechanism? Why? I understand within 3 years you can't become a Muslim because Achvish Dar. After 3 years, the Reisa goes away. But you haven't explained what made you yes into a Muxuk. So therefore, the Ritva learns that the Gemara knew from the very beginning that there's a possibility that the Tfisa of Karka after one Achil is a Tfisa Muchachas. But that's goof of the subtext of the Gemara. The Gemara is not sure. The Gemara doesn't understand Gimel Shonim. Minayin lechazok Gimel Shonim. That Chazok should work after one Achil, that we could understand. Maybe Achil is a Raya. That Chazok should never work, that we could understand. Maybe Achil is not a Raya at all. There's never a Tfisa Muchachas. But 3 years, 3 years seems to be totally arbitrary. That's the thing that needs explaining. What needs explaining is the 3 years. It's either Miyad or it's Lachay or it's never. Where's the Gimel Shonim? So now we have two Malkim the Gemara. Hilchi Yushu say that it's a Tfisa Sheinu Mechachas in the Chanami. What Achil, it's a Tfisa Sheinu Mechachas. The fact that the Baal and Shoyskim, it's not a Raya. Maybe the Shoysik, there could be a million reasons why the Shoysik. So what happens after three times? There it is, Sharmud. Shamud, it comes to Regilus. It's a Regilus, it's not a Mikra. We'll talk more about Hilchi Yushu. But basically, the idea of Hilchi Yushu is that even though one time it's not a Raya, because there could be a million explanations why the Baal HaMashoysik. But if the Baal HaMashoysik, Pa'am Achar Pa'am, after three times, so he's like three times already, one time, maybe there's another explanation. Not a Raya, there could be other reasons why the Baal HaMashoysik. Two times, also not a Raya, maybe there was some explanation why the Baal, maybe the first time, maybe he was busy with finals. The second time, maybe he was busy with, maybe he was had an IRS audit. Yeah. The third time, each time you have a different explanation, but some of the answer is he was shaysa because it's true that he sold it. That's the idea of that's Betzim. Chayim explain, Chayim, others. That's the idea of Hilchi Yushu. That one time could be a mikra. Chayim said a lashon that when you have three kashas, and you could give three separate terutzim for each kasha, but you have one teres that answers all three kashas. So the emes teres is the one that answers all three kashas, not the three separate terutzim. So every macha is a kasha. Why is he being shaysa? Why isn't he being? Every shtick is a kasha. Why is the bayan being shaysa? It's a kasha. But each one by itself, you can say a teretz. Maybe, as I said, is it this reason? Maybe there's that reason. But after three times, each time you're going to say it's a different explanation. But some of it's one explanation. The bayan was shaysa because the emes is that the guy bought it. The same thing by Shor Amud. The Shor gored one day. The Shor gored the first time. No, maybe it's a mikra, maybe he had a fight with his wife, he was in a bad mood. The second time, maybe he was hungry, the farmer forgot to feed him. But three times it was Tom the Pshat is he's a Shor Amud. He's a Shor Nachem, he's a bad Shor. So that's the Pshat. Three times already it becomes, the fact that it's three times already makes it into a rhyme. So it's basically, a whole Chiyusha is saying, L'Olam, Tfisas Kark is a Tfisas Sheinu Mechachas, because we could explain it away. But after three times, it's a different word that we'll see more b'hemshich, but basically that's the idea of Hilchi Yushu. Comes along Rava, and Rava says, no, la'olam tisis karka is a tvisim l'chachas miyad. Because even after one achil, the Baalim shouldn't have been shaysik. So why do you have to wait 3 years? So Rava says, because tlashnim is dorian shbishtar. Because toich gimel is in the desireis of achvishtar. So that's why the Ritva builds it into the very beginning of the Gemara, that the Gemara already always knew the possibility, because he was bothered by why was Rava, that Ikar is chosu from Rava. Rava is explaining why it's not a chazok or toich gimel. He doesn't explain why it is a chazok or achar gimel. The answer is because the Gemara did it from the very beginning of the Gemara. The very beginning of the Sukkot, the Gemara always knew that there's a possibility that a chazok that should be, that tfisus karka should be muchachas miyad. Miyad meaning after one achilo. After one achilo. That was built into the question of minayin lechazoka shegimel shonim. The question is not minayin lechazoka. The question at the very beginning was minayin lechazoka shegimel shonim. If chazoka was miyad, we would understand it. If chazoka was never, we would understand it. But gimel shonim, that's what we don't understand. So the Gemara from the very beginning understands that there's a possibility that the tefisus b'mechachas miyad, but then it doesn't understand the gimel shonim. So what we need to explain is the gimel shonim. So the two possibilities that the Ritva lays out at the beginning of the Gemara, maybe a tefisus karka is a tefisus sheinu mechachas. But then why is it ever a chazoka? Maybe Tvisus Karaka is a Tvisus Muchachas, but then why does it have to wait for 3 years? Those two possibilities, hold on a second, those two tzadim are in fact the machlekes between Hilchi Yushu and Rava. Hilchi Yushu come down on the side that the Tvisus of Karaka is a Tvisus Einu Muchachas. One achil is Einu Muchachas. Because maybe the Baalim were, there could be other reasons why the Baalim were shaysa. But then after three times it becomes there's a new bar. And we'll see more in Hilchi Yushu, I'm oversimplifying. But after three times something changes. like Sharon would. And then obviously all this possibility from the this preface of the Ritva. That Lo'ilam Tfisis Karkas Et Tfisim Miyad. Meaning Miyad, not 1 second, but Miyad meaning one Achila. Because the bottom should have been, why would the bottom should have been? But so Rav has to explain, so why does it have to wait for 3 years? So he says, because Tchai Gimel is a race of Ach Vishtar. After 3 years, the race goes away, and the Melo Tfisim Chacha is able to take effect. You want to listen?
Isn't
it a Mashmah
that's
Dafka
the day
you
probably
ask for Machmah
Miyad and
Stam Miyad
that maybe
you Machmah
later?
Basically, what it says in Sata Rechel Shurim, you have to have a uniform. But within that Shakra Taya, the point is. Yeah, the Ramban learns if the Kepeda Be'etzem was only after 3 times, that Gemara initially suggested. It takes 3 times for the person to be Makbid. So that the Gemara says, not everybody's the same. Some people are, you've got to go like that, 3, it's very arbitrary. People are Makbid after 3 times. So the Olam, the answer is people are not Makbid after the first time. And that's everybody, not only, everybody's Makbid after 1 time. But Teich Yimel is a race of Ach Vishtar. Anyway, that's Ramban's problem, not my problem, how he reads the Shakta Tarev as well.
Maybe just clarify what
Tfisa's
Karka is,
because
you said yesterday
Tfisa
is a concept of Karka.
Yeah, so in the Ramban, in this world of the Ramban, Tfisa means one Achil. How long is one Achil? Is it a year? Is it less than a year? Let's say a year. One Achil. The Ramban calls it one Achil. One Achil should be a Chazaka. One Achil should be a Chazaka. Let's say a year. And but the 3 years is to wait for the Afri Star.
Yeshlom. Is that an
Achil
or an
Achil
Chashuba?
I don't know, that far away, because that will worry when we get more to the Ramban. I'm just saying, the basic outline. So, you had a question also?
According to this, the Ramban and the Ritva, agrees to the Ramban, misunderstanding of
it. Right.
So then the Ritva agrees that there is a Tfisim Chachas, like Miyad.
Not Mamish Miyad, after one Achila.
So then, is there really an argument with the Rashbam?
Oh, so that's the next thing I want to say. That's the case. Then Le'ola, maybe we could say that there's no machlok that the Rashbam is not chaylik on the Ritva. The Ritva says that Tfisas Karkas and Tfisas Sheinu Mechachas, I mean, he's chaylik a little bit, but it's already not so far. The Rashbam himself is Shver. The Rashbam learns that we saw in the Rashbam, we medayik in the Rashbam, that by Karkas it's Tfisas Mechachas Miyad. So why don't we come a Muchzuk Miyad? So he says because there's an Achvish Dorach. People only buy Karkas with the Shtar, so Teich Yimel is an Achvish Dorach. So L'chayra, that's very nice if you hold like Rava. That fits very well. The Rashbam fits very well in Rava. Really, you should become a Musik Miyad, don't need the Metaltalin, except that the people buy Kaka only with the stars, the Melo Tech Gimel is in the Zerayas of Achvish Torah. The Rashbam, Mamish is beautiful, it fits into Rava. I'll direct the Ramban Bems. But how does it fit in Holchi Yusha? Holchi Yusha didn't say anything about the Achvish Torah. Like this whole notion of Achvish Torah, that's a Rava Dikabot. Like the reason why you need 3 years is because Teich Gimel, the person that holds on to his shtar. So there's a reis of Achvish Torah. In Holchei Usho, you don't find such a word that people throw away their shtar after 3 years. Marashach, if there's a reis of Teich Gimel, there should be a reis of Achvish Torah. Like the whole notion that people only throw away their shtar after 3 years, that's Rova's word. That's where the 3 years comes from. Holchei Usho don't have that. They have a different chesmen about 3 years Sharamud, it's not a mikra, why the Bailing was shoysed. But the business about when people throw away the star, Holchi Yusha don't have that notion at all, that people throw away the star after 3 years. So then, according to Holchi Yusha, if there is a race of Achvish Torah, then it should be even lachen gimel. In other words, the Rashbam sounds like a Rabba Dikar Rashbam. So how's he going to explain it to Holchi Yusha? Holchi Yusha don't have this notion. So Lefi Holchi Yusha, why, Lefi Holchi Yusha, Manushak, if there's reis of Achvish Torah, you should never become a muchzuk. And if there's no reis of Achvish Torah, then become a muchzuk miyad, like do me the metaltalin. So, in the light of what we're saying, we could say that maybe in a chenami, maybe the Rashbam is al derech the Ritva. That's good for the Sofak the Gemara. Is the tfisa of karka a tfisa muchachas or not? And Holchi Yusha taka hold that the tfisa of karka is a tfisa she'enu muchachas, not like metaltalin. So what happens after 3 years? Oh, there's a different word, Sharamud. Again, we haven't totally understood. We haven't even started the Mishnah yet, but we don't exactly understand what Sharamud is. But it's something after 3 times you get up. So Sharamud, the Kechazoka, the Shtikas Habaylim is not a mikra. You get a, so that becomes like the Heichocha, let's say. But Rava says, no, Rava says the reason why you need 3 years is to take off the reis of Achrei Shdarach. No, take off the reis of Achrei Shdarach. But what made you into a muksuk? Teretz is like the Ritva, because it's a tefisim uchachas. No, that's good for the machlekes. Like the Ritva sets up the sugya. That the sugya is mesupik, is tefisim karka, tefisim uchachas, or is it a tefisim she'enim uchachas? Helchiyusha says it's a tefisim she'enim uchachas. That's why you don't have a chazaka miyad. But after 3 times, something positive happens, sharamud, that you get a chazaka. And Rav is the other way around. Tefisim karka is a tefisim uchachas. So you ought to become a muksuk miyad. Except that until 3 times, there's a race of achvish dorach. After 3 years, what happens? Something negative. The reis goes away. And in mail, you're able to be zeichel. The tefisim mechachas. We can learn that mahalach, which the Ritva injects into our Gemara, it makes sense to say that that's what you have to say, aliba that according to the Rashbam as well. In which case, the Rashbam, really, what we said is machlekes, looks like a machlekes, the Rashbam and the Ritva. Maybe it's not really a machlekes, the Rashbam and the Ritva. It's a machlekes, holchayusha and rova. The Ritva is explaining more in holchayusha, and the Rashbam is explaining more in rova. I think, though, that there is this much difference between the Rashbam and the Ritva. That the Ritva, even on that side, the Tfisis Karka is a Tfisis Muchachas, the Ritva says, because of the Shtikas HaBayim. And that's echoing the Ramban, that what Rava holds, that after one Achila, with the Shtikas HaBayim, you should already become a Muchsuk. Just as a Reyes HaRachas Torach, so you have to wait for 3 Achilas. But it needs one Achila. It's not like by Metaltalin, where the Etzem Achiza, Achzuk Yenish Begas Nusulim Machzikinon, the Etzem being in the Karka is a Raya all by itself. That, I think, in the Ritva is not a Tzad as all. That's why the Ritva later on says, or was it earlier? I forget what the Ritva is. At the very beginning of the Umar, I think, where the Ritva said, anybody remember where the Ritva was? I gave it as a Maram Malkum. Cheskes HaMatum, you're right beginning. I'm not finding it. You're going to say some before. Rabbeinu Yoni says it before. Rabbeinu Yoni at the very beginning. I'm not finding anything. But I remember distinctly, I mean, Yoni says that by Metaltalin, There's a achzukin mishpikas musulay machzikinun, so mele you become a muchzuk miyad. And by kak, you don't have that. Anyway, right now, I'll have to look for more of my spare time. But even in this ritva, when the ritva is explaining the tutstonim of the Gemara, is it tefisim mechachas or the tefisim sheinim mechachas? The lashon ritva is that it's a tefisim mechachas sheloi hoyu abayim sheiskim. The Gemara's mesupik is the tefisa raya sheloi hoyu abayim sheiskim. So mele tevich has kosten la'alter, but la'alter obviously means that the shir's man that the bayim would have been meicha, which means the shir of achilu, and that echoes the Ramban's explanation of Rava. That's the debayamis. So I'm saying this to Kuda, that even if we're going to reconcile the Rashbam and the Ritva, that they're really on the same page. But I think there is this modicum of difference, that in the Ritva, when the Ritva talks about the possibility that the Tfis of Karka might be a Tfis of Alta, which Be'emes is the Shita Rova, that it's a Tfis of Muchachas, and that's where you have to wait 3 years to take off the Achvish Dorach, the way the Ramban explains. But La'alta means you have to one Achila, which is maybe even a whole year. We'll have to decide how long an Achila is. In the Rashbam, it's mashma that if mole the reis of achvish torach, kark would be like metaltel in mamish, which means that it would be a tfisu mechachas, not only because of the machov of the bialim, but the tfisu mechachas be'etzim, the etzim tfisu of the kark would be like an achzuki inish because of nusulay machzikino. Shachas. By metaltlin, it should be even shachas. Why is it different than karka? Because you don't write a shtar metaltlin. Kilu. He doesn't add because by metaltlin is a bigger hechacha. He wants to explain why by metaltlin it looks like after shachas and by karka you don't. So he says because by karka you don't write a shtar. Shared more, never mind, besides that, you don't have to start. Also, you don't have to wait even for one achilo because kol mashtach is yonah v'yishaloi. And now you don't have by karka. That he doesn't say. Apparently, that you have by karka too. So, but by karka, you should become a muchzuk miyad, except as an achvish dorach. And by metal, you don't have an achvish dorach. But mele, it goes without saying, you should become a muchzuk miyad. The mashmois in the Rashbam is, this may be important later, the mashmois in the Rashbam is that without the achvish dorach, if you take away the achvish dorach, the muchzokus will be miyad. And that's really not mamashla. That's not exactly like the Ramban and the Ritva is. Without the Achvish Dorach, we would have to wait for the first Achilu. The Kaponim, we've gone a long distance towards reconciling that maybe there's no machlekes here between the Rashbam and the Ramban. Maybe it's not a separate sheet. Okay, let's start the Gemara. The Mishnah. Cheskes Abatim Averis. V'asichin v'amoris v'asheichos v'amechatzois v'beisabanim v'beisheshlochim v'avodim v'chol dovah sho'is v'teres todim. Anything that makes peiros continuously. Peiros doesn't have to mean literally fruit. It could be, generates income, or generates pigeons, or like sheifches, or it generates mechatzois, generate money. Anything that has, it's constantly generating profits. So cheskosin sholosh shonim miyoyim liyoyim. So you have to have chesk gimel shonim. The chazok has to be 3 years. Miyoyim liyoyim. Rashi learns yoyim liyoyim means gimel shonim shleimus. Not yud ches chodesh, not yud dalet chodesh. 36 months. Say Abal, which is something which is a field that's not irrigated and is totally in the rain cycle, and therefore it's only oyster paris once a year. Cheskosin sholosh shonim ve'enam yoyim liyoyim. So the chazok is 3 years, but not miyoyim liyoyim. Rashi learns enam again. The enam yoyim liyoyim means not 36 months. It's gimel shonim, but it's not 36 months. It's something less than 36 months. So what is less than 36 months? Says Rabbi Shmuel, Rashi learns Rabbi Shmuel is coming to me first to Tanakama. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Gimel Chadosh and Bishayna, Gimel Bachayna, Bishnei Mesa Chaydish Bemsa, Hare Yud Chaydish. Rabbi Kiva Yemer Chaydish Bishayna, Bachaydish Bachayna, Yud Beis Chaydish Bemsa, Hare Yud Al Chaydish. Let's see Rashi. Beis Shlochen, Betoich Shemayim, Betoich Shemashkin, Shetom, Metodir, Oysa Peres Todir. Bechadova, Shoysa Peres Todir, Cheskos, Gimel Shonim, Yoyim Liyoyim, Im Hechzik, Bashol, Shonim, Shleimois. Ain sorech lahavi shtar mechira. You don't need to bring a shtar. The chazok is enough. V'im iru ale abaylam rishonim. If the baylam are ma'ar, the marakama zoimer machateli va'ovet shtoy, and the machzik says you sold it to me. That's the classic case. The marakama comes and says, "What are you doing with my soda?" The guy says, "You sold it to me va'ovet shtoy." Cheskosim elisle. the chazaka works. If it's a chazaka, that's gimel shanim yoyim liyoyim. Vim lav, but if it's something less than gimel shanim yoyim liyoyim, ein chazkasim yelos leid, then the chazaka doesn't work. Lefi shekishamu gimel shanim lechazaka, kalaroi lotzis mimena begimel shanim amu. Why do you have to gimel shanim yoyim liyoyim? After all, he's eating peiris the whole time. Why do you have to have 36 months of achilas peiris? Maybe he's constantly eating peiris, so maybe. Why is it enough to have some achilas peiris the first year, some achilas peiris the second year, some achilas peiris the third year? Why do you have to eat achilas peiris continuously, miyoyim liyoyim? So Rashi says, because achilas peiris gimel shana means achila all of the peiris of gimel shana. You have to eat all the peiris of each year. And since this thing is making peiris all the time, so you can't eat all the peiris of the year unless you're machzik for the entire year. Otherwise you're going to miss out on some of the peiris. Any month that you take off from the 12 months of the year is a month of peiris lost. So you didn't eat all the peiris of a year, and the chazak has to be achilas all of the peiris of the year. But it's debe sabal, and mistapek is megishomim, eino is a peiris el pa machas b'shono. So mele only produces peiris once a year. Cheskosu gimel shonim, ve'eino tzricho liyoyim miyoyim liyoyim. Umahi ches chaskosu. Again, Rashi learns Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva coming lefarish. Tanakama just said that by a stay abal, a sort of that's not is a peiris todir, the chazaka is 3 years, but it's not miyoyim liyoyim. It's not 36 months. But he didn't say, okay, it's not 36 months. So what is it? Yes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and they explain. The market is like Rabbi Shmuel Leimer. Shleisha chadoshim achreinim shishona yishayna. Veshleisha chadoshim yishayna shil shona yishayim shishona achreina. Vehem tzoy shleim. Has work. Shegeish hamemarim lezoyel of neiva shishona. Sometimes there are people who plant. I think the normal thing is Masman Rashi is to plant after Rosh Hashanah and to harvest in Nisan. But there are some people, they're Memar, they plant before Rosh Hashanah. They're Memar and Lezoya Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. They came in Shehechzeb Basoif Shon Rishayna Gimel Chadoshim. Since he was Machzik in the field Gimel Chadoshim before Rosh Hashanah. Vishle Eidim Shazor Basin Gimel Chadoshim, and he has Eidim that he was Array in those Gimel Chadoshim. They came in Gimel Chadoshim Rishayna Shalachayna. Likewise, the last year after Tishrei, he has Eidim that he was Machzik Gimel Shonim and he was there. Harezu Cheskis Gimel Shonim Ritzufa. So that's 3 years consecutive. The last 3 months of the first year, the middle 12 months, the first 3 months of the last year. Shein lechodom. Haroyes Chaveir Shizereis Sadeu Lechol Priha Osu L'Shonim V'Shesik. Just the way chazaka works, the way it's called an achila, because a person the marakama wouldn't sit by silently while the fellow is eating a pri ha'asi l'shana. In a stei abal, it only makes one pri a year, and here he's being zirei the pri ha'asi l'shana. So since he's being zirei the pri ha'asi l'shana, so the baal wouldn't sit by quietly and let go, and therefore it's called an achila, and it goes into the chesed gimel shana. It's interesting. Rashi sets up the year that's from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is only void that you don't. A year could be whatever you want, but the way Rashi instantiates the case, that Rashi sets it up. It was the year was Tishrei to Tishrei, so we had 3 months before Tishrei, the middle of the year, then 3 months after Tishrei. Taisus, when he instantiates the case in the Mishnah, he talks about Nisan, 3 months before Nisan, the year, and 3 months after Nisan. So we'll have to see. We'll have to think about it. Why Rashi has a year that goes from Tishrei to Tishrei, and Taisus a year that goes from Nisan to Nisan. Apidin lachar, it makes no difference. It doesn't say anything in the Mishnah that, yeah, there's a particular, there's no Rosh Hashanah for Chesed Gimel Shana. You have to be there. You have to be there 18 months, 14 months, according to Rabbi Akiva. But when Rashi mushels it ice, when Rashi instantiates it, he talks about Tishrei to Tishrei. And when Tais is mushel it ice, they talk about Nisan to Nisan. So maybe we'll flag that for the time being. Tais understands Rashi to be saying, it's not so clear what Rashi is saying over here. What's exactly the case over here? Tais understands Rashi to be saying, and the Rashbam later in Lamed Vav, it's refreshed this way, that it means that in the Gimel Chadoshim, in the 3 months before Rosh Hashanah, those last three months of the first year, he's Zereya and Kaitzer. He's Zereya at the beginning of the 3 months, and he's Kaitzer at the end of the 3 months. So you have a Zriya and a Ksir, you have an Achilles Peres. And then you have the middle year, again, a Zriya and a Ksir, an Achilles Peres. And then you have the last three, then you have the first 3 months of the last year, again, he's Zereya and a Kaitzer. So he's chopping in these 18 months, he's packing in a Zri and a Ksira of the first year, a Zri and a Ksira for the second year, and a Zri and a Ksira for the last year. So it's called Gimel Achilus. It's called Gimel Achilus, and Mele Gimel Achilus satisfies Chazak. I'm not so sure that that's what the really Mashman Rashi. Rashi doesn't say a word about Ksira. Rashi's a little bit mysterious over here. Rashi doesn't say a word about Ksira. He was a Rei in the Gimel Chadoshim, the Gimel Chadoshim before Rosh Hashanah. He was a Rei in the Gimel Chadoshim after Rosh Hashanah. Ein onim Reyes Chaveroi, Zerreya Priyosav Lashanah. Rashi keeps talking about Tzriya. He doesn't seem to mention Ksir. I want to put that also on a side burner, because I think maybe there's a new thing going on in this Rashi, but it's too radical to deal with right this moment. Meanwhile, we'll take Rashi the way Taisus understood it. The Rashi means, you need an Achilus, you need Gimel Achilus. After all, we're going in Holchi Yusha. Bishmol is like Holchi Yusha. Holchi Yusha is Gimel Achilas. We're not from Hashem, we're Gimel Achilas. So how do you have Gimel Achilas? Gimel Chadoshim Rishonah, that's one Achilah. The 12 months in the middle is another Achilah. And the 12 months at the end is another Achilah. That's going to ask, why can you pack the Gimel Achilas into less than 18 months? We'll see when we get to Tesis. Kapon, let's start first with this. I'm able to prefer something else. Rashi says, "Ein lechon amoyis chaveri oichel priyosu l'shana b'shaisik." So it's ein lechon amoyis chaveri oichel zereya rather zereya priyosu l'shana b'shaisik. So we learn Rashi that the nekud over here, what's making the chazaka is the shtikas abayel, the middle imicho. So Chari could ask if there's a riot from the shtikas abayim, ein lechadam rayis chaver, he's a piyosel, he's a rayah piyosel l'shana v'shaisik. So why do you need three times? Should be riot after one time. If ein lechadam harayis chaver, he's a rayah piyosel l'shana v'shaisik. So it's a riot that he's holding the field. So what do you have to have the three times for? So some of the answer is, again, we're going to Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi's talking to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is holchi yushu. The most of the fairish. Rabbi Shmuel is holchi yushu. Holchi yushu learned that from Sharmud. So the stam of the pshat is like I said before, that the pshat in Shalom Mu'ud is that about a one time is a shtikla raya. It's an indication. But it's one time. One time could be a mikra. Maybe he was busy, we said it before, all kinds of explanations could be. For one time, we could explain it away. So it's takamadna. Ein lechodom, it's strange. But one time, a strange thing, we could be miyasha. That's not enough to be mitzvah from a rakam. One time, two times, three times, that's already not a mikra. So mela, it's cumulative, and we have this saraya that ein lechodom, it's kaveh oichel piyosu ilushana v'shaysa. The ma'isa, though, meanwhile, though, you see in Rashi something which is not mefurish in the Gemara, and it's a little bit of a chiddush. That's clear in Rabbi Shmuel, that the idea of Chesed Gimel Shonim is like we said, that each Achila is strange. Each Achila is somehow an indication that maybe he's really, it's really his field. Because the Bialim, it's really his field. But one time's not enough, you have to have the cumulative effect of three times. But it's not Mefurish and Rashi that the strange thing over here has to do with the fact that the Bialim was Shoyz. It's Hoya Mokam Loimar in Holchi Usho. Then maybe it's the achil itself. The fact that I went into the field, that I'm harvesting the field, I'm planting the field, I'm harvesting the field. Forget the shtikas abayim. Just means on my own behavior. I'm planting a field and harvesting a field is an indication that it's my field. But maybe one time is a mikra. Maybe one time, I don't know. Maybe I'm doing a favor. I don't know. Maybe it's a mikra. Maybe I forgot that I thought it's my field. I thought, who knows what could be? Well, but after three times, it's already a chazok. It's not mafurish and yusha that it has to do anything to do with the shtikas abayim. It has to do with the fact of the abayim weren't meicher. In Rashi's mavur, that even in holchi yusha, I think it's an important thing. Other rishonim, maybe there's also such indication. But in Rashi, for a kapanim, now we're seeing in Rashi that even in holchi yusha, with the unit of chazoka, the thing that makes achila significant is the shtikas abayim. If it wasn't for the shtikas abayim, then there would be no chazaka even without holchi yusha. Even within holchi yusha. And it's maybe implicit in the Mishnayos later. The Mishnayos later say that if the Baalim were in Medina Rechaika, if the Marakam was in the Medina Rechaika, welcome Shtoya Yochel Limchais, then the Chazaka doesn't work. Why does the Chazaka not work? The Baalim couldn't be Mecha, fine. All right, very sorry. The Baalim couldn't be Mecha. But meanwhile, I was Maxi three times. Why is the Chazaka ineffective? So Shayna Mamasbir, because the whole Chazaka is Midaloy Micha. So if the Baalim are Medina Rechaika, but welcome Shayna Yochel Limchais, then you lose the whole Midaloy Micha. The Chazaka breaks down. So, Stomach, you have to agree to that. Stomach, you don't aren't chaylik in that Mishnah. So maybe in that itself is already this indication that even a Hochiyusha that has to do with Shamur, the three times, but the word behind the three times is that it's three times with the Baal Mishais. So also in Taisa Tzaloshim, that he's Huchsuk Shaskin, the thing that we're being mastic over here is the Shtikas Abaylam. So Shtikas Abaylam is Enlech Adam Araya, the Shtikas Abaylam is an indication that it's your field. But one time we can explain away, three times already it becomes powerful. A kapani. Shitas Rashi is that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are coming to be mefarish the Tanakam. So it comes out Lefi Rashi, since we know from the Gemara that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are Holchiyusha. They hold that they're Holchiyusha. So it comes out in Rashi that there's nobody else in the Mishnah except Holchiyusha. The only people in the Mishnah are Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are coming to explain the Tanakama. That when they said 3 years, he meant 18 months or 14 months. And the 18 months and the 14 months is based on Rabbi and Holchi Yusha. So it comes out that L'chor, the only Shita that's represented in the Mishnah is Holchi Yusha. So this has to do with two Gemaras. This Gemara, first of all, Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Omerav, the first words, it's like two-thirds of the way down, a little bit higher. First words in line are Omerav. Zok Tegemar, Omerav. Zu divrei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah that says 18 months according to Rabbi Shmuel, 40 months according to Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Aval Chachamim Aymim, Cheskosu Gimel Shonim Yoyim Liyoyim. But Chachamim say that you need 36 months, Gimel Shonim Yoyim Liyoyim. Even by a stay about, even by a stodder, that's not always a pair of stodder. So this is a chachamim l'chayra. According to Rashi, this is a chachamim who didn't appear in our Mishnah at all. Because in our Mishnah, the Mishnah said that by a stay about is gimel shana, but ain't a miyam liyam. You don't need 36 months. And Rabbi Shmuel is mefarish one way, Rabbi Kiva is mefarish a different way. But that's all there is. Nobody home except for Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara, Rav is Mechavish, that there's a different Chachamim. There's a Chachamim who aren't in the Mishnah at all, who say, no, not 18 months, and not 14 months, we need 36 months, even by a stay about. It's a strange thing. The more yom with the mirror. Okay, well, that we're not going to get into. So Rashi said Rashbam over there. By that time, it's already the Rashbam. So Rashbam over there says, "Zude Reish Mol Rebbe Kiva, Daaminu b'Masnisin Stay Abal Cheskos Gimushanu Ve'enim Yom Liyomel Yidches Chaydus Rebbe Shmol Yidal Rebbe Kiva, Aval Chachamim Aimim Cheskos Gimushanu Bechol Dover Miyom Liyom. You have to have 36 months." So the Rashbam, Valibayu Dahani Rabban and Parish Pashin and Breish Pirkin Taimed the Chesikim Shonim, the Ad Shalom Shonim is dying, is bestored, Feloim is dying, Leim is dying. It's these Rabbanon, it's Haliba of these Rabbanon that Rab informed us about, that the Gemara said on Chav Chesim and Beis, that the reason for Chazoka is not Hol Chiyusha of Shoram Wood, because then it would be totally in Achilles, but rather it's totally in years, because Tashin is dying, is bestored. And we take a hold like these Rabbonin of Rav, but these Rabbonin that Rav was introduced us to. Like you see in this Gemara, that's what Rav said. The Kitzer, the Rashbam sets it up. We know in the Gemara there's two explanations for Chesed Gimel Shonim. We have the explanation of Hol Chiyusha. Gimel Achilas. Dumya Gimel Nagichas. So then it's totally in Achilas. That's why, says the Rashbam, that's why Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva say that you only need 18 months or 14 months, because in 18 or 14 months you could squeeze in Gimel Achilas. But Rav is Mechadish that there's a different Rabbanon, a Rabbanon who don't appear in the Mishnah at all, who hold that you need Gimel Shalom Shneimis Megayim Liyayim. And it's that Rabbanon that the Gemara in Chav Chesem and Beis had in mind when it introduced this different explanation of Chazaka that has to do with how long a person waits until he throws away his shtar, and that's 36 months regardless of whether of how many achilas he did, and therefore you need according to those rabbanon. That's the rabbanon of Rav over here who say that you have to have 36 months miyam liyam, and it doesn't matter how many achilas you were able to squeeze in. 18. The fact that you can squeeze in achilas in less time doesn't matter. You have to have gimel achilas miyam liyam. You have to have 36 months. So what he's referring to is the Gemara on Chaf Chesem and Beis, and that's the other important Gemara here. But the Gemara says the bottom of Chesem and Beis. That the Gemara says, the Gemara explained Halchiyusha that we learn a Chazaka from Shamud. And the Gemara said, if that's the case, by Aspasti, you should be able to do with Gimel Achilas in 3 months. And the Gemara said, Nechrami, Taka find that way. Rabbi Shmuel said that in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, I made from Ustay Lovan, I was the Ilan Konis, and so on. And then the Gemara says, the fourth line from the bottom, the Rabbanim, but what about according to the Rabbanim? This whole explanation of Halchi Yusha is good in Rabbi Shmuel, who holds it, and Rabbi Kiv also for that, who holds it is totally in Gimel Achilas. So the Chanami, Gimel Achilas, you could do in less than 3 years. You could do it even by a spasta, you could do it even in 3 months. What about the Rabbanim? So which Rabbanim are we talking about? Who's the Rabbanim? So the Rashbam, that's what the Rashbam said. It's the Rabbanon of Rav. It's not a Rabbanon who appeared in the Mishnah at all. The Moran Chav Chesem is not referring to the Mishnah. The Rabbanon Mai means the Rabbanon of Rav, who are Mechadish, that you always have to have 36 months regardless of the Achilas. And it's according to that, that's what Moran is asking the Rabbanon Mai. The Rabbanon knows that there's some Rabbanon out there who are Chayluk and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. And it's according to them that Rav says an explanation of Flashlin Mizdar and Ishbishtar. That's the Rashbam explains this Gemara. The two Gemaras go together. There's the Rabbanon. Rav is Mechadish, so according to Rabbanon, you have to have Gimel Shalom 36 months, Miyayim Liyayim, even by a stay about. And the Rashbam connects that. But the Rashbam says that's not the Rabbanon of the Tana, of our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, all you have is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. That's like Rashi in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel are coming to me first to Tana Kama. It's not a separate Shita. And that's the Rabbanon of Chesem Beis, and the Rabbanon Mai. It means the Rabbanon of that Rav was. The Rabbanon that Rav was Mechadish. And the emphasis in Meduyik and Rashi also in Chav Chesem and Beis. Chav Chesem and Aleph, it changes from Rashi to Rashbam. But in Chav Chesem and Beis and the Rashi also, the Rabbanon Amai, I got about a quarter of the way up. The Rabbanon Amai, it's not Rashi. Who's the Rabbanon? Says Rashi, Rabbanon the less to hold Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbanon don't hold from Rabbi Shmuel. Minolu Chazoka de Sholoshon. If Rashi thought that this, the Rabbanon over here are the Tanakam of our Mishnah, then he would have said the Rabbanon Mai, the Tanakam of the Mishnah. Then he says, Rashi also, there is no Tanakam of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are the Tanakam of the Mishnah. They're coming Lefarash. So what's the Rabbanon that the Gemara is referring to? The Gemara is referring to the Rabbanon who don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And who are the Rabbanon? That's all. He doesn't say a Rabbanon in the Mishnah. The Gemara knows that there's out there somewhere a Rabbanon who don't hold from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara just knows that for a fact. And that's what the Gemara says, Lamad Vavam Abbas, that Zud Devar Yoshua and Rabbi Kiva, Aval Chachamim Aymim, that you have to have Gimel Shalom, Yayim Liyay. So Rashi and the Rashbam, it's one shita. That an Am Mishnah of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are coming to the first Tanakama. That's why the Tanakama said Gimel Shonim, by Stay Abal, it's Gimel Shonim. But Einam Yoyim Liyoyim. Einam Yoyim Liyoyim means that it's not 36 months. You need less than 36 months, 18 or 14 months. Because all you need is Gimel Achilas. And that goes with Hol Chiyusha, that it's totally in Sharmud. So all you basically need is Achilas. And then you have the shita of the Rabbanon. Which Rabbanon? Hachalkim Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Hachalkim Rabbi Mishnah. And that's the Gemara, that's the Rabbanon. And that's the Gemara in the Chesem and Beis. The Rabbanon, where do they get Gimel Shalom from? If it's not totally in Achilas, there it says they get it from 3 years, Plasim, Mizdori, and Shbishtara. And that's what Rav is referring to on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, where he says, Zud Divrei Mishmuel Rebbe Kiva, that you could have, but that by Estei Abal, you can do it in 18 or 14 months. But according to Rabbanon, you also have to have 36 months. Yeah.
Just to clarify, the original Rabbanon said Cheskes Abatim, it's spoken about Abbeis HaShlachan. Is that, there's a, we say, Shalashan Miyam Liyam.
Abbeis HaShlachan, everybody gives Miyam Liyam. But a Beis HaBaal...
Even Rabbi Shmuel?
Yeah, even Rabbi Shmuel.
Doesn't the Gemara say that for him 3 months would be fine? Isn't that
only by a spasta. By a spasta, it's a soda. Rishonim say, in this Mahalach for sure, Rishonim say that... Right, in this Mahalach you have to say that a spasta means a soda that's made for a spasta. The Rashi Taka talks about it. The few Rashi you have to work out. I don't know if you even need this. By a soda that's also Oysa Peres Todir. So Rashi himself said, by a soda that's Oysa Peres Todir, I think everybody agrees to this. By a soda that's Oysa Peres Todir, so it makes, it's Oysa Peres Todir, like a Beis Chabad, let's say. So then there's no, the unit is a year. There's no other unit except a year. I asked Pastor. Yeah, Aspasta is talking about Aspasta is a basis. Aspasta is a base. Is a.
Who's Manshala? That's how he explains this pasta. That 3 months is man.
Rashi explains it's not Osa Peres Tadi. Let me show. Let's say
Elam. Give me a second. Mu'ur in the Gemara. I think the details we'll have to still see, but it's Mu'ur in the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel himself said, Aspasta come. Rabbi Shmuel himself said, Bamed v'amamurim. Gemara compares. Aspasta. Well, Aspasta is like a steilon. By a steilon, by a steilovon, you need 18 months. But in a steilon, where you have different kinds of fruit, so you could have different achilas in 1 year. A steilovon has one crop a year. So since it has one crop a year, you need three achilas. So the three achilas is going to take 18 months. by a state Elon that could have many crops a year, because you have dates and figs and pomegranates, different things could be growing, could be harvesting in the field. So then you could have three achilas within 1 year, and that's why by aspas they also turn up to have three achilas in Gimel Chadosh. So it's mashma that by aspasta, the aspasta is talking about a field that has many achilas in a year. I think the Rashi is beferish in Rashi that aspasta is talking about a field that's made for aspasta, so it's made to have many achilas a year. So that's different. A field that's made to have, that's like a stalem. It's made to have many achilas a year. Let me just double check the Rashi.
Why isn't that a
Beis Shlochin? Why is it not like? Why is it different than a Beis Shlochin? Right, that's what your question is. What the order in here is.
Three years
has
to be 3 full years of fruit. So if something produces fruit, like really throughout the whole year.
If you're saying, what's the difference tomatoes and aspasta? Tomatoes, you need a year of tomatoes. That's the din of Beis HaShlochan. You need a whole year of tomatoes. And by aspasta, you could do it in 3 months. What's the difference in Metzias between tomatoes and aspasta?
Aspasta?
What?
Aspasta, the crop finishes growing and restarts by tomatoes.
Yeah, I just want to see what the Rashba says. I think the Rashba addresses this. In Rashi. Rashba is a different sheet altogether, but within Rashi. Yeah, I think that's the Emes. I think Emes Tosfos says there's a different kash in Rashi. By a steya bal, so you need 18 months. And Rabbi Kiva says 14 months. So the Gemara says, what's the nekuda between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael? Pei Rabba, Pei Rizuta. So Rashi learns Pei Rabba, Pei Rizuta means Pei Rabba is grain, and that takes 3 months. Pei Rizuta is aspasta. Aspasta only takes 1 month. So Tosfos asks, so then, but aspasta, you don't need 14 months for aspasta. Aspasta is only 3 months. Like, what's going on? Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva says 14 months because he's talking about aspasta. So the Rashba says that that's by a soda asuyu l'aspasta. A soda that's made for aspasta, it's only 3 months. But a soda that's made for tefuah, and you're using aspasta instead to be machzik, so then you need a regular achil in the middle, and then the edges you could be mashing with aspasta. But I think they're taking for granted that a case of aspasta is a case of a beis habal. It's a rain field. It's a field that doesn't produce peiros constantly. Because you're using aspasta to make the bookends in a stay habal. The Gemara told me to stay habal is 18 months or 14 months. And the Gemara says that you could use for the bookends, according to Rabbi Kiva, you could use aspasta, not according to Rabbi Shmo. In the Shani Madan, aspasta should be in 3 months, so Taisus says, the Rashba says that's a soda seal aspasta, not a soda seal aspasta, but they're all envisioning aspasta that is talking about a stay habal. That's not based on Peiros Todir. It doesn't make Peiros the whole year through. It has crops, a finite number of crops per year. But aspasta, if you keep cutting it every month, you can get three aspastas out of the field. But I don't think it's a field that's Isa Peiros Todir. A field you can't get 12 aspastas out of the field in a year. If it was Isa Peiros Todir, then that would be Beis Shloch, and then you would need Kolosilotzis Mimel. It's a field that fundamentally might see a finite number of pairs, normally one pair. Aspasta can get three pairs. I think that's the pshat. Akaponim, the details of aspasta maybe we'll worry about more also later on. But I want to just finish off pshat in that there's a fundamental machlekes here, how to understand pshat in the Mishnah. Because the Rashi's Ma'ariv Shaila, according to Rashi and Mahalach, so far we're only doing Rashi and the Rashbam's Mahalach. According to their Mahalach, so it comes out that the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Basically, the whole Mishnah is Halcha Yosha. And according to Halcha Yosha, it's not really totally in years, it's totally in Achilas, Gimel Achilas. That's why you could do it in 18 months, 14 months, and 3 months by Aspasta. The 3 years, that's a Rabbi de Kavot, that the person throws his star away after 3 years, and that's the Rabbanon who don't appear in the Mishnah at all. So the Rashi asks, according to Rashi, so why does Tanakhama talk about Shonim? Gimel Shonim, Ve'enim Yoyim Yoyim. Not Shonim, not Gimel Shonim. It's three Achilles. Three Achilles you need. How long does it take to do three Achilles? 18 months, 14 months. By Aspasta, 3 months. So it's not a function of Shonim at all. Rashi keeps talking about, the Tanakhama keeps talking about Shonim. Gimel Shonim that are Miyoyim Yoyim. Gimel Shonim that are not Miyoyim Yoyim. According to Olch Yosha, Bechlal has nothing to do with Shonim. It's Gimel Achilles. How long does an achila take? That depends on the different kinds of fields. So mele by an oisa peiros todir, by a beis hashlochin. So maybe it's not so terrible. You say since it makes peiros constantly, so how do you divide gimel achilas? The thing makes new tomatoes every day. So the only way we can divide up separate achilas is by gimel shonim. But by a base of shlochin, we only need 18 months or 14 months because you could squeeze three achilas into less than 3 years. So why does the Tanakhama call it shonim? It's not gimel shonim. Gimel shonim, it's nothing to do with shonim. That's the Rashi's kashan. One of the Rashi's kashas on Rashi. So the emes Rashi is probably Miram is the answer because Rashi himself says that ein lecha adam ha'isa chareve ha'isa pri ha'isa l'shana l'shana zareya pri ha'isa l'shana v'shaisim. The gimel pomim, the gimel achilos, are gimel things, are three things that trigger a machos habal. That's the three things that we say is not a mikra and that creates the chazok of Halcha Yosha. So, but you need to trigger the bal. You need to trigger the marakama. So Rashi says what triggers the marakama is a prihosu l'shana. The trigger of the marakama, the human nature of ein lecha adam harayis chaveri zareya prihosu l'shana v'shoisek is triggered by a prihosu l'shana. It's tied into a shana. You don't need 836 months because this field doesn't produce peiros every single day. So you can get a pre-osu l'shana by eating peiros in part of the year. That's also a pre-osu l'shana. But it has to be a pre-osu l'shana. Yeah, how do you understand? Aspasta l'chara, aspasta not a pre-osu l'shana. It's talking about dover. How do you get a pre-os lishana by aspasta? And it's the kasha all by itself. The fi Rashi that you need three. The basic idea of machon is ein lecha adam harayis chaveri zereya pri ha'osu lishana v'shoysek. So what's by aspasta? Aspasta not a pre-os lishana. You can get three aspastas in. Yeah, that I don't know, as a nidun by itself. But our kaponim, Rashi does say that. So Milfi Rashi, the reason why you need 3 years, it's not only because there's the 3 years that we know about from Rava, Plushtin, Mizdarinish, Bishtar. But Rashi's telling me there's a different notion of 3 years. Three times of seeing a person eating Priyos Lashon of a Shaisik. That's a whole Chiyushadik of 3 years. Now, it's much like this, that according to the Rashi understood that if you're going with Hol Chiyusha, if you're going with Holchi Yusha, then a year is not relevant. What's relevant is Achila. So, achila means you ate the whole crop. So, starting with the Shana, you ate a crop, you ate three crops, 18 months, 14 months, 3 months in the case of Aspasta. Shana doesn't enter into it, Bechal. So, why does Tanakam use the Lashon of Shana? If the Tanakam is Rabbi Shmuel, then he shouldn't be using language of Shana. I think the Rashba agrees that by a base Hashlochan, that it makes by tomatoes where it's growing every single day, then the Rashba agrees that it's going to be 3 years, because 3 years is Gimel Achilas. But in things that have discrete, by things that are not as the Paris Todir, by his field that's not as the Paris Todir, that it has discrete crops. So it's three crops, nothing to do with 3 years. So it's a kashu. So why does the Tanakhama talk about years? But Rashi, I think, addressed it. Rashi says, even in Holchi Usha, there's a year. There's a notion of a year built in this, because the Gimel Negichos are three Peiros HaOsu L'Shanah. So maybe you have to have Gimel Shanah. It doesn't have to be Gimel Shanah of 36 months, but you need Gimel Shanah in the sense that you need three Peiros of a Pre-Osu L'Shanah, three Achilos of a Pre-Osu L'Shanah. A kaponim, the Rashba has a different mahal. The Rashba is also not happy that the Gemara in Chav Chesem and Veish say the Rabbanah Mai, and we don't even know there's such a Rabbanah. Until you get to Rav is Mechadish to such a Rabbanah. How does the Gemara take for granted that Chav Chesem Beis, the Rabbanah Mai? What Rabbanah? Who Rabbanah? We never heard of a Rabbanah. And the Mishnah we have is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara should tell us that this is Rabbanah. The Gemara should at least tell us first and should preface this is Rabbanah, no Achaylik, bring Rav. And then ask, according to them, what's the Hezbeh? The Gemara seems to take for granted that this is Rabbanah, no Achaylik, and Rabbi Shmuel. So therefore, the Rashba has a different Malach in the Gemara altogether. The Rashba learns that the Rabbanah is the Tanakhama. That the Tanakamu says that by a stay about, which is not a superior story, Cheskos and Gimel Shonim ve'ena miyoyim liyoyim, that's the Rabbanu. And it means 36 months. Otherwise, he wouldn't talk about Shonim. If it was 18 months or 14 months, it would be Gimel Achilas. He wouldn't use the word Shonim. The fact that it says Gimel Shonim means 36 months. So if it's 36 months, so what does he mean that it's ena miyoyim liyoyim? Gimel Shonim ve'ena miyoyim liyoyim. Rashi says, Gimel Shonim ve'ena miyoyim liyoyim means 3 years that are not 36 months. But the Rashba learns, no, Gimel Shonim means 36 months. This, the Tanakhama is the Chachamim that the Rav was referring to. Zudir ve'vekir ve'vishmel, 18 and 14 months. Aval Chachamim ayimim, Gimel Shonim, they have to have 36 months. So what does the Tanakhama mean when he says Gimel Shonim, that's 36 months, but they're not miyoyim liyoyim? Says the Rashba, a whole different pshat than ena miyoyim liyoyim. Eina miyoyim liyoyim means that he doesn't have to be there every single day. He doesn't. If it's a sodo isaperis todir, every day there's new tomatoes, so he has to eat tomatoes every single day till he's sick of tomatoes, because otherwise it's not called Gimel Shonim Shemus. He didn't do only. He wasn't maxing the field the whole 3 years. The Tanakhama says that by a sodo she'eino isaperis todir, that the sodo is not making new tomatoes every day. It's a wheat field, so it has a. So then he says, hey, you don't have to be miyoyim liyoyim. It's ena miyoyim liyoyim in the sense that you don't have to be eating Paris every single day. You eat Paris when it comes time to eat Paris. So what do you do the rest of the year? Rashi himself says, so then what are you doing the rest of the year? If you're not eating Paris every, if you need a chazok of 36 months, but you don't have to eat Paris every single day, you only have to eat Paris in season, so then what is the 36, what are you doing the other 36 months? Says the Rashba, the other 6 months, you're being menachesh and being mashke, and you're doing all of the other works, all the other labors that a farmer does. And a farmer's busy. Farmers are busy in the field the whole year round. So you do the other labors of the He says you have to have both. You have to have Achilles Peiris, because that's the culmination, is the Achilles Peiris. And the Achilles Peiris is not every day. The Achilles Peiris is when it comes Nissan and you harvest the wheat, and then you have Achilles Peiris of the wheat. You bring the wheat home, you bring the wheat in, and that's the Achilles Peiris. You don't have to eat them, but you have to bring it in. So that's the Achilles Peiris. But you have to be masik 36 months. But 36 months for Einam Yom Liyoyim means you don't have to eat Peiris all 36 months. You have to do other work. He brings to Yerushalmi like that. That when you max 3 years, it means you have to do work for 36 months. But the Achilles Peiris is only once a year. So, and that's what the Takana means. Gimel Shonim by definition is 36 months. But Einam Yom Liyoyim means you don't have to eat Peiris every day. And that's the Rabbanim that Rava referred to. When Rava said Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, the 18 months, the 14 months, that's Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, because they go with whole Yusha. All you need is Achilles, it's nothing to do with Shonim. Aval Chachamim Moimim, Gimel Shonim, Yoyim L'Yoyim. Chachamim say, no, you need 36 months. Rashi points out, the Fiyash Pshat, the words Yoyim L'Yoyim in the Mishnah, when the Tanakhama said, Einam Yoyim L'Yoyim, and when Rava said Gimel, and when Rav said Gimel Shonim Yoyim Loyim, it has two different meanings. It was the Rav was identifying the Tanakam of the Mishnah, who says that by a stay about you need Gimel Shonim Ve'Einam Yoyim Loyim, and Rav says that the Chacham say that you need Gimel Shonim Yoyim Loyim. That's why it was Poshut to Rashi and the Rashbam. You can't identify the Chachamim with the Chachamim of Rav with the Tanakam of the Mishnah. The Tanakam of the Mishnah says you need by a stay about you need Gimel Shonim Ve'Einam Yoyim Loyim. And Rav says that the Chacham say you need Gimel Shonim Yoyim Liyoyim. So obviously they're not agreeing with each other. The Rashi says, no, Hainuach. The Tanakam of the Mishnah is the Chachamim of Rav. I, the Tanakam of the Mishnah, said Gimel Shonim Ve'Einam Yoyim Liyoyim. And Rav said the Chacham required Gimel Shonim Yoyim Liyoyim. Says the Rashi, it's two different meanings of the word Yoyim Liyoyim. In the Mishnah, Einam Yoyim Liyoyim means that you have to be there for 3 years. Gimel Shonim means 3 years. You have to be there for 3 years. Ve'Einam Yoyim Liyoyim, you don't have to eat Peiris every day. You can do other works, other labors on the field for 36 months. In the context of Rav, when Rav said, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva talked about 14 months and 18 months, that's Rabbi Kol, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, but a Chachamim Oimim, Gimel Shonim, you need Gimel Shonim, Yoyim Liyoyim, he meant Yoyim Liyoyim in the sense of 36 months. That it's not enough to have 14 months or 18 months, you need Gimel Shonim, Yoyim Liyoyim, meaning you need to have 36 months. So that's the same Shita. So Mele Gemara Chavavim Bebeit, Gemara Chav Chesem Bebeit, it says Rabban Amai, it doesn't mean some far-fetched, some hypothetical Rabbanim that are out there. It's the Rabbanim. Rabbanim Mai means the Tanakam of the Mishnah. Tanakam of the Mishnah said you need Gimel Shonim Ve'Einam Yoyim Liyoyim. Gimel Shonim by definition is 36 months. So that's obviously not like every. That's nothing to do with Achilles. If it's Shonim, it's not Achilles. It was the Rashba holds in the Hoch Yusha, it's totally in Achilles, has nothing to do with Shonim. It's not like Rashi. Rashi learns that even in Hoch Yusha, that it's Gimel Achilles, do me the Shonim word, it's Gimel Achilles, but Achila means an Achila of a pre-Osil Shonim. So it's still, the quantum is still Shonim. Even in Hoch Yusha. That's why the Rabbanan, that's why the Tanakam of the Mishnah, who is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, talks about Gimel Shonim. Because it's a pre-Osil Shonim. Except that the pre-Osil Shonim, you could get it, you could hop it around in 3 months, because that's the pre that this field is going to produce this year. Whereas the Rashba holds that according to Hoch Yusha, it has nothing to do with Shonim Bechal. You can't talk about Gimel Shonim. Shonim is not the quantum. The quantum is Achilu. So, and that's why talking 14 months and 18 months, because it's totally sundered from the concept of years. I, Tanakama, did talk about Gimel Shonim, because Tanakama Tak is not Rabbi Kiva Nur Shmuel. The Tanakama is not Hoch Yusha. The Tanakama is Rava, is Tlashnim, is Zoyanish Bishtar. It's the same as the Rabbanan of Rav. So those are the two basic sheetahs here, and how to understand the Mishnah. Okay.
Yeah.